It's been such a long time, and I'm really sorry, but I've really just, there's just been a lot, and sometimes when there's a lot, it causes me to just kind of freeze, and like, almost in a way, be kind of catatonic, so it's hard for me to like, create things that I know I should be creating or working on. I can only do things that like distract me from those other things, if that makes sense. So also, like, you can hear my cat licking himself, but I guess in the sense, this is just probably like ADHD or whatever, but in the sense that you're like, oh my god, my room is so messy, I really need to clean it, and then you just like draw a really cool picture because you're like, I don't want to clean. I want to do the thing that I really should be doing. And I think that's just kind of been, that's also just kind of how I live my life in general. But obviously, there's been a lot the past fucking, since the last time I even recorded anything. So I was hanging out in my apartment, and I realized that I started talking to myself, and I was like, oh, you know, I haven't recorded me doing this in a long time. I sound like a crazy person. But is it crazy if you're recording it? Anyway, does a tree make a sound in the woods if it falls or whatever? Sorry, I'm still waking up. Anyway, so I was talking to myself, and I was like, oh, I should just record myself doing this because, you know, why not? Lots to talk about. And it's kind of fun to... Oh my god, my cat's being like so gross. The way he's licking himself is like very Cirque du Soleil right now. He needs to relax. It's like a lot. Oh my god. So, where to begin? I think the last time that I posted anything was during my road trip, which made sense because I had a lot of time to, like, talk to myself while in the car. Although I, you know, was kind of bummed that because it was through the, like, car's audio system recording, like, it sounded kind of shitty, which really bummed me out because, like, I don't know. That was a good report. But anyway, I'm, like, trying to figure out whether I start, like, reverse chronologically or regular chronologically, and, like, then I have to figure out where to start from, you know, since then. But, okay, so, I guess I'm like, do I want to, like, say that much? I don't know. Anyway, so, last time I recorded, I was in a relationship with someone, and we were engaged, which I was excited about. I think for me, it was like, I'd never been in that kind of relationship before, anything that serious, and when someone who is someone I've been living with and ostensibly love proposes to me, it was very sweet. I was, of course, like, yes, I don't plan on dating anyone or meeting anyone else. I don't want to, you know? So that made sense to me. And I was like, yeah, I just kind of from then on was like, I'm gonna live the rest of my life with this person. But as time went on, I would say around the time I recorded that last episode, I mean, honestly, it sort of started happening before that, but he just was kind of getting, I don't know if he had always been angry, but like, and was just better at hiding it before, or was just, you know, whatever, getting more angry. But he was just becoming an angry person. He hated his job, and like, he wasn't trying to really improve his life in ways that like, I felt were tangible. I don't know, he really just wanted to, like, go back to school and study, like, very niche things. And he wanted to leave New York, and that was kind of, like, the last straw for me, because I'm like, I don't want to leave New York. This is my home. You just, like, decide that you don't want to live here anymore. He wanted to, like, go to Florida or wherever he ended up in school, one of the schools he applied to, which, you know, again, we haven't been accepted yet, so I don't know we're going to end up, but I have to just, like, he expected me to just want to go where he did, and, you know, if he had been, like, a super cool, supportive, nice guy for the past, you know, however long, maybe that wouldn't have been such a hard thing for me to, like, consider, but he, it was just to the point where it's like every day he'd come home from work angry, and I would be kind of scared and, like, felt like I was walking on eggshells all the time. Of course, there were, you know, moments where we were having a lot of fun, you know, and hanging out and chilling, but it felt like those moments were definitely became more and more few and far between, I guess. Not for my lack of trying, but there's also just things about him, like, little things that would kind of set him off. I'm trying to say, like, somewhat vague. It's not like I was, like, in fear for my life or anything, but I just emotionally, like, it was very kind of volatile, because there were, like, things, like, it was almost like he would put me in situations where I was set up to fail so that he had, like, an excuse to get mad at me. Like, he just wanted reasons to justify why he was already mad at me, and I don't really know why he felt mad, if it was just at himself or me, and if me, why, because, I don't know, maybe when I started to go freelance and, like, work for myself and work from home, I think he kind of resented that, because I was doing something cool, seemingly, and had, like, all this freedom. And he had all these, like, degrees, and didn't have that, but I don't know how much more I can emphasize that the only reason I ended up in the position I was in terms of my, like, career was because of perseverance and a lot of fucking shit that I taught myself, and just kind of being thrown into situations where I had no choice but to learn. And, I used all of those experiences to be like, actually, I'm gonna go freelance and, like, demand a good amount of money for the skills that I've worked really hard to earn. And, because I don't like working for my old company anymore. And I feel like he just kind of was jealous, maybe. I don't know, maybe that's oversimplifying it, but I do think that kind of factored into it, because he felt kind of inferior. But he also, like, made the choice to start working a lot less, so he was making less money, and then he would complain to me about not having enough money, even though we were, like, splitting rent, and he was paying less rent than he had, like, probably ever paid in New York. Oh, just how he hated going grocery shopping for us, and saying things about how I, like, when he would be exasperated, he would just be like, yeah, you, like, make my life harder, or, like, da-da-da, like, because I, you know, this person that I live with, that I, like, spend most of my time with, you know, and I understand, like, making plans with someone, or kind of mentioning, oh, maybe let's do this sometime, and then, them kind of forgetting, and being like, oh, I already made plans. Okay, I do that all the time, and he really hated it, and I totally understand that, because it's annoying. But that's also just, I'm like that all the time. I think the thing with him, too, is that he took everything super personally. So if I was just being lackadaisical or forgetful, he would, like, think that it was some slight to him. And it's hard, because when you think about that, you're like, maybe, like, unconsciously, I don't know, but I'm also just, like, kind of an idiot, so I'm like that with like my friends too and my family and like everybody. It's not like, I don't know, like he's the kind of person where I would like, I remember putting on Deja Vu by fucking Olivia Rodrigo. This is like a really good song, like I want to listen to it, and he was just like, is there a reason you're playing this? Like he thought I was like directing it at him, and I'm like, just because I put on a song doesn't mean I'm trying to send you like a secret message. Like I would play Norman fucking Rockwell by Lana Del Rey and he'd get like offended. He'd be like, I don't know, man. And I'm like, why are you getting offended by this song? Like, do you, is it hitting a nerve? In retrospect, like, yeah, his poetry's really bad. And it was very, yeah. So I think he knew, but at the time I wasn't like, I'm playing this because I don't like you. I was like, I'm playing this because I want to sing it or something. But yeah, I don't know. Anyway, so I was just kind of like picturing this life where we like lived somewhere where I didn't really know anyone, but like maybe he did, but he was still stressed out because he's an academic not making any money, and he expected me to, sorry, he expected me to continue to work to support us. It sounded really stressful for me, and he was like, I'm ready to have kids, like, now. I was like, well, I don't want to have kids right now. We're not even married yet. And that was, like, a whole other thing, trying to figure out the wedding stuff, because he kept trying to, like, be a bridezilla about it. I was like, what about this? And he was like, I want to do it this way. And I'm like, okay, I'm the bride, like, I'm trying to make it simple and easy for everyone. And you're just, like, throwing wrenches and everything. It's like, I don't know. This is too complicated to me. I was just, like, deep down, I was like, I know this is definitely, like, red flags. But I'm, what, who else is going to love me ever? That's literally what I was thinking, so. But I won't get too into all the details because that's whatever. But we did end up ending our relationship, I'll put it that way, while I was visiting him in Florida, because he had, like, gone to live with his family, because he didn't want to work anymore, and he's like, I'm just gonna live with them, and, like, not pay rent, but, like, all my shit's at the apartment, and I'm just gonna be with my family, and, like, take Sanskrit lessons, and not, and have them buy me everything. Okay, anyway, it's fine. So I went back to visit him, living, you know, Florida for the time being. I didn't know how long he was going to be there, because at first he was like, it'll just be a little bit, and then he was like, it'll be 6 months, and then he was like, it'll be 3 months, and then he was like, it might be 9 months, and I'm like, what is going on? Like, if you're wanting to go to school really soon, somewhere that's not New York, and you are fucking off to Florida right now, like, do you just not want to be with me at all? Because I'm not going to follow you to your parents' house. Like, I have a life and friends, and I don't have a car. I have a cat and an apartment, and I don't want to do that. So we went to go visit him a month into him kind of like living there. That month of us apart was really hard for me too, because I just felt so depressed and anxious, because I was like, I don't know, I feel like I knew it was the end of our relationship, but I didn't really want to accept it, so I was just depressed, sitting in bed all day. I couldn't even eat, because I was just like, I can't do anything. It was sad. I was crying all the time. I was just like, is this the end of my relationship, you know? But then by the time, like, that relationship actually ended, it was fine. So it happened, like, around Valentine's Day, when I was in Florida visiting him, and we were, like, on our way back from this little trip, glamping trip in the Everglades, and he brought up, you know, how he wanted me to move wherever he ended up, and I had been thinking about it, and there was definitely, like, a part of me, so I operate as a person that likes to live in denial. I don't know if you realize this. So kind of the whole time, I was like, well, okay, maybe he'll, like, find a job in New York, he'll want to stay, or, like, he'll go somewhere where I can go, like, visit him on and off. I don't want to leave my life behind here. And maybe we'll find somebody. Like, if he really loved me, we'll find some way to figure it out, because, like, I've always been this person, you know? It's not like I'm, like, suddenly deciding this. Like, you know I've been this girl this whole time we met, so I'm not gonna, like, you know, switch it all up for some guy who doesn't make any money and, like, is mad at me all the time. It's just like, what do I get? You know? Because, like, nothing. You're not helping me in any way. So, when I finally was like, I built a life for myself in New York, and that set him off. He got so mad, and he was like, I don't know, I'm sure he called me a bitch. Then he started to, like, say that he didn't like family, really. All this, like, really nasty low blow stuff while I'm, like, in this car with him on the way back to his parents' house so I can, like, stay there. I was like, okay. He was like, give back the ring. And I was like, okay, like, I'm in this car with you. I'm not gonna, like, not. I wasn't, again, this is what I mean when I'm like, he's setting me up to fail. Like, there's some correct response that I could have made, but it was like, the chances of that happening were very small. So anything else I did was going to be wrong. So when I gave the ring back, he's like, and you gave it back so quickly. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, like, those are, like, your grandma's, like, heirloom, like, stones. Like, I'm not going to, like, be a bitch. Also, I'm, like, in a car with you. Like, come on. Like, also, you know, I'm realizing that I don't want to spend my life with you. So it's really not that hard for me to give this rat back. Like, I felt bad, and then I was like, at first, fuck, am I fucking up my whole life? And I'm like, maybe I can, like, live with you ever. And he's like, no, it's too late. It's too late now. I don't know why you're acting like you still have a chance. So clearly he had been, like, thinking about this, you know. I could just sense. It wasn't, like, our glamping trip in the Everglades was that romantic, or it was kind of fun, but, like, it was also tense, and he seemed, again, quite angry, quite easy to anger, which is not really fun for when you're on, like, a little glamping Valentine's Day jaunt. Anyway, so we got back to his parents' house finally. I kind of updated them on what was going on. I was very tearful and sad, because I'm just like, I don't know, like, I've been a part of your life for years now, and vice versa, and, like, this is weird. So, yeah, I kind of just went into their little, like, office side room and just kind of sequestered myself, and then, like, I guess Sam was still mad, and he came in, and he's like, my parents got you, like, return flight tickets to New York for tomorrow. And I was like, okay, like, first of all, thanks for asking. Second of all, like, I already talked to my mom. I don't want to go to New York right now. I'm gonna go to Michigan and spend time with my family and just fucking relax and unwind, because you're making me insane. So I ended up going to Michigan, and that was a really good choice for me, because being able to just go straight from that to being with my family, my mom was like, just come on. It was the best decision I think I could have made. It was, I don't know. I think that I had used up all of my sadness and mourning during the period where he was just living in Florida. And by the time the breakup actually happened, I was like, oh, I don't have to worry about Sam, like, breaking up with me anymore. It's kind of nice. And what helped is just, like, me telling everyone and them being like, he sucks. Like, I didn't have one person be like, oh. The only person who said that he was the one who got away was him. He said that to me, that he would be the one who got away. And I was like, I'm not gonna say this right now, but, like, classic projection. Okay, good luck finding someone else. Like me, who has a job and is basically, like, supporting you and also, like, putting up with all your shit and cleaning up after you. But it's fine. So, yeah, anyway, spending time with my parents was amazing, actually. Really nice. And I came back to New York, and it was fine, you know. I think it was a little bit hard at first, because, you know, he fortunately had, like, moved all of his parents, of course, helped him, moved all of his shit out while I was still in Michigan, so I didn't have to come back to an apartment full of his shit, which I guess worked out nicely, but also, like, I don't know why you can't hire fucking movers. Why didn't mommy and daddy need to do everything for you? But whatever. Sorry, fly just flew in. But yeah, mostly I just felt a sense of freedom. I wasn't really that sad. Honestly, and that was to me. I was like, okay, I made the right choice. Even though I was freaked out because I was like, I don't know, like, date again. I feel like a failure because I thought this was going to be, like, it for me. You know, I'm sure you can understand. It's hard. Because I just told myself, cool, I never have to worry about dating again. I never have to worry about finding anyone else. And I found my person, you know? And I'm like, oh, you know, it's been years. I don't even know, like, what, how any of this works anymore. And also, like, I feel ugly and disgusting. And, like, who's gonna love me? But there's a fun little piece. So anyway, I'll skip ahead too. So maybe like a month after I broke up with Sam, probably exactly a month, I was like, you know what? I was getting a travel bug. I was like, I should fuck it. You know, I deserve this. And I want to just like have fun and do something for myself. I've always wanted to go to Japan. Never been to Asia. And I asked if anyone would go with me. Anyone I knew. But no one could. And I was like, fuck, I'm just going to go by myself. I don't even care. Like, that sounds fun. And I fucking was like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to buy tickets. I'm just going to, like, find a place to stay. Somewhere pretty inexpensive. And just do it. And it was probably one of the best decisions I've ever made in my entire life. So if you ever are going through a bad breakup, go travel. I think that will help. Even if you're traveling by yourself. But yeah, Japan is pretty safe and easy to navigate. So I never felt sketched out. But I had always been like a weeaboo growing up and loved like anime. You go to Japan once and you're like, it's anime. But like I did like that kind of stuff as a kid back when it wasn't cool at all. It was actually like very embarrassing. You didn't want to admit it that you liked anime. But I was so into Japan and Japanese aesthetics that when I started middle school, one of the languages offered was Japanese. Now, obviously, I was like, I'm taking fucking Japanese. Which is so funny why we had Spanish, French, and Japanese. I don't know. It'd be kind of sick if we had Latin, but we didn't. So I took Japanese. And then in high school, you know, you're required to take language, so I took Japanese. And I, like, know a fair amount now. It's, like, 4 years worth. So being there, even though I hadn't studied in a long time or whatever, immersing myself, I was like, oh yeah, I'm remembering all these different things I can read. Hiragana and some katakana and stuff like that. So that was cool. And just kind of communicating a little bit. And it was fun. But everyone was really nice. And it was just an amazing experience. Especially just by myself. I don't know. It was like, oh, I should travel by myself more often. Because you always just get kind of crabby traveling with another person. Even if, you know, just by nature of traveling, you know, you're tired and there's jet lag and one person wants to do one thing and the other person doesn't want to do that. And da da da. It's just how it is. But when you're on your own, there's none of that. You just do whatever the fuck you want. You can go to bed early, you can go to bed late. You can wake up early and walk around. And you can say, I'm going to go here, I'm going to do this, I'm going to take a nap. It's amazing. I'm going to do that a lot more, for sure. But I walked all over Tokyo. I even traveled a little bit outside, went to an onsen. I mean, I don't know. It was such a magical, I don't even want to say, like, it sounds, fetishistic to be like, it was magical. Japan was magical. But, like, for me, it was just this perfect mixture of me finding more confidence and, going on adventures and realizing, like, just the sense of self-sufficiency that is very empowering. And just looking at stuff, taking the world in is one of my favorite things to do, even just kind of passively. So just seeing the signs and the clothes and the store, I mean, all of it. It's just, I'm happy just walking from point A to point B because there's so much to take in. And things are so beautiful, and there's just great details and everything that living in, you know, the U.S., you don't really see that very much. So I am always charmed by that kind of thing. But yeah, Japan was amazing. So it was everything I wanted it to be, and it just so happened that the cherry blossoms were blooming 2 weeks later than they were supposed to, and so they were right on my schedule, and I didn't even plan that. That just happened, but it was really special, just to be there during that time, because kind of in some ways, like, Washington D.C., where they're like, oh, we have cherry blossoms, like, da da da. But, like, you're like, those only for, like, 2 weeks a year, you know? So throughout the rest of the year, you're like, yeah, you're talking about these cherry blossoms, but, like, I don't really, like, see them. It's just for, like, a little tiny amount of time. But to actually be there and be like, oh, you know, is great. So I posted a lot of pictures and videos and stuff. It was just wonderful. And the night before I was about to leave, I cried. Because I was long home, not home, but back to where I was staying. And it was just such a good experience for me. And I feel like I grew so much. It was just so positive. And I learned so much, experienced so much, and ate great food, and walked around, and met new people, and hung out, and saw some weird stuff, and some, you know, like, I don't know. Sorry. Also, if you hear that little noise, it's my cat's tail. He's tail whacking me. I started talking to someone, and this guy, other guy that I just kind of started talking to, and I was just kind of like, you know, this guy's very attractive, so he's probably gay, or, you know, dating an Asian girl or something, or just, you know, something else that makes it inconvenient, which is still true. But we started talking, and I was like, oh, he's really hot, but he's not like a douchebag, which is confusing, because I know I sound stupid saying this, because you're like, you saying this is probably a douchebag, and you're just a dumbass. And, like, I am a dumbass, but I can genuinely say this, he's a very docile, sweet person. He's kind of one of those guys that is just, like, a nerd that I think, like, finished puberty a little late, and, like, like, is hot now, but, like, I don't. You know what, man? You don't need to bite me. That's Buzz. He wants attention. Yeah, he's just, I was like, this guy's got, like, his fucking gorgeous face. And, he's hot. And I like the way that his vibe is. So, started talking, and I was just like, at first I was like, all right, fuck, you know. Rebound, whatever. I don't know, I told him, I was like, I was engaged somewhat recently. But the more we talked, the more I was like, I don't know, man. You're actually a really cool person. And, like, you seem like you really like me. And so while I was in Japan, I was just kind of texting him the whole time. So even though I was by myself, I got to share the experience with him. And I fucked up his sleep schedule. Okay. Okay. You have food. You have water. What do you want? Attention? Stop. You have a big, fat belly. Anyway, we hung out for a while after I got back from Japan, and I was just like, oh my god, like, I didn't expect this, but, like, you're a really awesome person, and I'm extremely attracted to you, and it's weird that you feel the same way about me, because, like, usually that doesn't happen. Usually if I'm, like, really excited about a guy, he's like, okay, about me. Or if a guy's really excited about me, I'm kind of like, sure, about him. So for it to be mutual is new. It's just different. And that was exciting. But we also just have great chemistry, and like, it's not even just that he's like attractive to me, he just makes me laugh extremely hard. We have, like, very similar sense of humor. He's just chill. He's gonna hang out with, so I don't know. I was not expecting to care about this person as much as I ended up caring about him. And so we were just kind of like, I think we both felt that. We were both kind of surprised by it. So we were like, let's just, like, at one point he was just like, I don't want to come on too strong, but I want to be your boyfriend. And I thought that was really kind of cute. And honestly, I had been thinking before he said that, like, I really like this guy. It was not, I'm taken by surprise at how compatible we are and how much fun I'm having just hanging out with him. How attracted I am. It's, like, weird. But I also feel comfortable. I was, like, I told him, I was, like, I don't know, after breaking up with Sam, I would tell my friends, like, I just wish I could, you know, skip to that part of the relationship where you can just, like, fart in front of each other and, like, you don't have to, like, try and be cool, you know, and date, and, ugh, it's so exhausting. I just want to find someone that I can be gross in front of, and, like, hanging out with him, I was like, dude, yes, we're gross. I feel totally comfortable around you, and you clearly feel comfortable around me, and it's really nice. So I was just like, yeah, you're boyfriend material, you know, I'm already picturing it, I've already been thinking about how much I like you, so, in fact, I was kind of like, I don't know, I kind of love him, which is, I'm not the kind of girl that falls in love with every other person. So it's not something that happens to me a lot, but I don't know, it just happened. I don't know, whatever, it just did. I was just like, I feel this, like, really intense sense of, like, trust and companionship and, like, love that is, like, really nice. And totally different from anything else that I had experienced. Like, very different approach. So it's just, oh, I see, this is what it's supposed to be like, you know? And on one hand, I'm like, yeah, it sort of is a bummer. I wasted so much time on someone that wasn't right for me. But, you know, if I hadn't done that, then I wouldn't know what's right for me, right? So, I don't know. I'm excited about my new relationship. And I am honestly a lot more excited about him than I was with my ex, but I don't know. Maybe that's just because he's a lot better looking. Yeah, people, my mom was like, I don't even think that, like, Sam was, like, that good looking. I just liked him because you liked him. And I was like, yeah, I can find, like, you know, attractiveness in a lot of people. I think I can, you know, see it. He's tall and has, like, nice eyes. But there would also be times where, like, he would just, like, talk a lot about how, like, attractive he was in a way where I was like, really? There was one time we were coming home from the bar. I probably shouldn't, whatever, I don't care. There was one time we were coming home from the bar and he was kind of drunk and, like, maybe someone had said something to him about how he looked like some actor from the 90s, because he would always get different actors from the 90s. It's so annoying. People are always coming up to me and telling me that I look like a heartthrob, and then I'm, like, so beautiful. And I was like, really? I've never seen anyone do that to you. Also, like, what the fuck are you talking about? Why are you telling this to me? I just always remember being like, okay. And he just, like, kept going on, and I was like, okay. Like, I don't fucking care. I was also like, low-key, like, I'm kind of more attractive than you are, and I don't have this problem. But, okay. But, yeah, no, I want to post pictures of my new boyfriend, but I think he's a little bit nervous because he's obviously not really, like, Twitter famous or anything, nor should he be. But I think the fact that, like, I have a lot of followers and, like, obviously some weirdo followers, it probably freaked him out a little bit. I posted a picture of him for a second. It was like, I picked this up at the beautiful man store or something like that. And he was like, oh, like, I don't know, I'm scared of your followers. Which I understand that saying this now makes me sound like a dumbass, but I also, like, have some fucking scary followers. Also, it's just, like, if you really wanted to, he would not be that hard to find, or figure out, but, yeah, I don't know, we talk all the time, and, yeah, he rules, he's awesome, he's a good person, just kind of one of those things where it's like I can maybe offhandedly make some comments about how this hasn't happened, by the way, but, like, I remember chocolate covered strawberries, they're so yummy, you know, I'll say that sometime. And then he would, like, remember that and, like, you know, give me some or something. He hasn't done that, but if he's listening to this, he can do that for me, because I do love chocolate. But, you know, it's other stuff where I'm like, oh, you totally, like, remembered. I'm like, that's really sweet. And, like, just other things where I'm like, this was, like, really different than Sam. There's a lot of things I'd be afraid that you'd get mad at me. Or I just feel like I have to, like, not tell you everything because I don't want you to react. You know, it's like, you don't want me to hide stuff from you, but then when I try and tell you what's going on or open with you or not really think, you know, somehow I feel punished for it, so then it makes me want to, like, not share myself with you and hide things. And I don't feel that way with my new boyfriend at all, which is great, because it's probably how it should be. You shouldn't want to, like, feel like you need to keep things from anyone. I don't like that. It's kind of sad. It's a little sad, but it's okay. I honestly have had multiple people tell me that my ex is a narcissist, and I know that word gets thrown around a lot, but I see it. And there's a few different kinds. There's the kind of narcissist who truly thinks that they're better than everybody else, and then there's a kind of narcissist who, like, is really insecure, you know, And I think he was the latter. And it was just fucking exhausting. So I'm just like a chiller, honestly. I'm not the kind of like, I'm not like, I'm crazy, I wanna have a fight in public. I'm not. Like, I just wanna like relax and eat and laugh and come home and smoke weed and, you know, watch stupid movies together. I don't think I'm asking all that much. But yeah, I really convinced myself. I was like, I'm never gonna find anyone else after my ex, because who would want me? I'm an old crone. But then this very beautiful man, I'm gushing, but I think objectively he's probably the most beautiful man I've ever been with. It's really beautiful, which is, it's nice, it's different. Like, I could stare at your face for a really long time. I'm like kind of jealous of how beautiful you are. I kind of want to rip off your face and put it on top of my face, like in Face Off, just cause. That would be so fucked. Yeah, so I don't know, lots of things happening in this life of mine. I know that a fair amount of time has passed, so things are bound to happen, but it really has been a crazy year for me. We're not even halfway through, so I don't know, there'll definitely be some more fucked up surprises, but for now, I think I'm actually pretty happy. I feel pretty confident, which I hadn't felt in a really long time. Confident now. My skin is a fucking mess right now, because I'm about to start my period, and I picked everything, and I'm just covered in scabs, and I look like a fucking freak. And I really just don't want to leave my apartment today, but it's really nice out. Anyway, other than that, I've really been feeling a lot better about myself, and the fact that I was like, these beauty products or whatever, or like treating like an influencer and sending me stuff, makes me feel really special, because I'm a piece of shit, I'm a capitalist pig, but also I'm like, you know, I'll take it. Let a girl hustle, you know. Also, it's not even just that I like having free stuff, I just like having attention and like feeling special, because people are gonna see that and be like, she was chosen. I'm like, yeah, I was totally chosen by like Miuccia Prada herself. They're just trying to promote their shit, but they're sending me stuff, so, and it's nice, really nice, and like expensive. I'm like, okay, sure. So anytime they're like, hey, do you want to like do a thing for this, I'm like, yeah, send it over, free stuff. So I just have to like kind of post things, which there's a part of me that's a little bit embarrassed by it, because it's like people are like, this bitch, but there's also people that are like, this bitch, you know, she got the big account. I didn't get the big account, but maybe I will, you know, and like that would be so cool. So I'm just gonna take whatever opportunities come to me. That's kind of just my vibe. I just do. And some people are like, oh my god, let's make fun of her, she played a pregnant nun in like fucking, what was it called, something like Return to Cuck Island or something. Cuck Island, I can't even remember the actual name, but some people found it on my IMDb and they're like, oh my god, well, like, that's so embarrassing for me. I was like, you think that I signed up for playing a pregnant nun to be taken seriously in, like, a trauma film? Like, no, they were like, hey, we're shooting at this church down the street from your apartment, and like, can you be an extra? And I was like, do you have pizza? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, fine. And it was fine, you know, like, but I'm not, like, okay, I'm probably gonna get an Academy Award for being a pregnant nun and Cuck Island. Like, you know, I don't take myself seriously, and I don't think that anybody else should take me seriously either. That being said, hashtag gifted by Prada Beauty. So, I think I fit in a really good amount of information into this about 45-minute recording. It's a lovely day. I have not decided what I'm going to do with it, but I'm hopefully going to do something fun and chill. Mostly just like, what kind of coffee should I have? I could just make some, but I probably should just make some. Save money. But yeah, so anyway, for anyone who's still out there listening, thank you. I'm glad you care. And for anyone who isn't, you know, fuck you. But I mostly just was like, I'm talking to myself anyway, so I'm just gonna record this because I like talking to myself. It's relaxing. When you live by yourself, you can do it, and it rules. And I find that, I don't know, I used to do it a lot more when I was younger. There's like a part of me that died that doesn't do it as much anymore. So I'm trying to get back into that because I feel like I was more creative when I was talking to myself all the time. I was always coming up with good ideas. That's how it be, you know? I also like recently took an IQ test and I got 137, which definitely makes me feel really cool. Not gonna lie. It's not like I do anything with all of those points, but the fact that they're there, I can use them if I need them, maybe? I don't know, man. Give me some Adderall and I could be the fucking president. Think of all the stuff that I accomplish without it. I mean, I can smoke so many bowls in one day. Oh, gosh. Okay, all right. I'm gonna log off now from this, but I hope you have a wonderful May 2024, and I hope you, maybe I'll record something a little bit sooner than the last time I did, which is, like, almost a year, but, you know, life happens, and, yeah. Bye.